It's a Fact Wallet mini episode. This week in the Fact Wallet show, cash in a TFSA. Hi, I'm Christia Bubbles van Heerden. With me, Simon Chuckles Brown. The bubbles are finished. The chuckles
are finished.
Just finished.
Well, the bubbles have got a few sips. The sad part. It's our first day back at work. Now, we love our job, but we're currently sitting here with a month of holiday ahead of us. When this show comes out, poof.
It's a month of holiday behind us.
Poof.
But this might be the year that we finally move to Durban. Did you ever think about that?
Or make money.
Or make money. That would be so nice.
You know what? Either would be fine. Both would be f***ing epic.
Let's not aim too high. If you're new to this podcast, you've probably already figured out that we we're literally a bottle of Prosecco in.
Yeah, so we've been.
It might not make any sense. A bleep version of the show is available at justonelap.com. Thank you to Sean for making that happen. So when we had dinner at Sean's last year,
that was an epic dinner.
He said he knows how much we're going to swear, first of all, based on whether or not we're talking about fees, and secondly, when we're hungover. So, but he didn't say anything about when we've had a bottle of Prosecco. So we'll see.
We haven't drunk very much this year, last year. We should fix that.
Yes. But also all of the money not coming in may have had something
but
to do with
the
that.
But to the point of, was it last show or the show before, people give us bubbles.
That's true.
I mean,
Andre.
Andre gave us the Prosecco.
That's true. Prosecco nailed it.
I still had
it
to
took
look.
Simon 4 weeks, but he did it.
No, look, I'm still looking at my phonetic. Hey, I mean, yeah, I can phonetic anything.
All right, so Lorien has like a... So you know how whenever we talk about tax-free investments, we always say, don't do cash.
Yeah.
Except sometimes,
you
can
do
cash. So
yeah,
Lorien's
we suggested
dad,
that for Colleen last year.
Yes. Mm. So Lorien's dad is 80. He has some money that's earning a lot of interest and he's paying a lot of tax. Oh. She says, Dad made good investments, but he has a fair bit of cash in a high interest earning account.
Mm-hmm.
He pays a high tax rate due to this interest.
Mm-hmm.
To dilute the pot a bit, we were thinking of opening a tax-free bank account and making use of the annual 33,000 Rand allowed. If he lives for another 10 years, that's 330,000 Rand that he keeps out of the taxable pot.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That's it from the...
No, I mean, so to your point, sometimes cash is the right thing. And Kayleen, we debated and I'm not convinced, but maybe not. In this scenario, absolutely cash is the right thing. Because he has... So the trick with Kayleen was that she didn't need it, right? Because what you need 300 and something thousand to impact.
Lorien, you forgot to write it down.
I did, but then I couldn't read my phonetic because of Prosecco.
Ooh, the wheels are coming off.
In this case, he's got a tax liability on cash, and tax-free is perfect for it.
So this is so lovely. So let's do a very quick recap of what tax-free investments are and why we normally say people shouldn't do
cash. Because otherwise the show's over in a minute.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so
tax... So this is Lorien just had it figured out already. And
yeah, so, I mean, so tax-free is that simply any profits within that are free of tax. So obviously it's capital gains tax when you sell equity or ETFs. It's dividend withholding tax. But what it's very importantly is that when you earn interest, that interest is added to your income and taxed at your marginal tax rate. Now, obviously, remember Tax Bracket, the show from November of last year, but also your first 23,000 and change if you're under 65, and if you're over 65, it's 30 odd thousand that you're allowed of interest before you start paying tax of the interest.
But
in the case of Lorien, he's got sufficient that he's got a tax liability. This will reduce it because he will earn that interest. So basically, let's say he's got 1 million Rand and he's earning 500,000. He's got 10 million and earning 1 million of interest every year. So he's paying tax on 700K. As he moves that money into the tax-free, it will reduce the tax liability, but not the income amount, because you can go and find...
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah, there are epic rates that you can get and shop around. I mean, you know, go speak to African Bank. I don't know if they do tax-free. See what Capitec's got. Investec actually had a good offering at one point. Shop around. See who's got the best. The but trick is it's 33 a year, so, you know, it's going to take some time. But even if it just, it might, whatever it saves you, you know, whatever it's saving, it's a little bit of money saved. And to the point that 10-year life expectancy, which might end up being 15 or 20, it's not going to be insignificant.
So there are two things that I'm thinking here. If your father has, doesn't need this cash savings to make his living, so let's say he's drawing from some sort of annuity and this is just cash, earning mm-hmm. cash over and above that,
mm-hmm.
you can actually fiddle with the amount of tax that you pay here by drawing less from the money that he's getting from his annuity. So you can reduce, I think the minimum that you're allowed to take is 2.5%. Yeah. So maybe you can reduce the amount of money that he's taking and just like kind of reduce this tax liability that he's sitting with yeah. in that way. The other way that you can reduce it is just to go into equities, you know, and like if he doesn't need this money because he's getting a steady income from some sort of annuity, he can invest this money and then you would be liable for capital gains towards the end, but generally that's a lower tax rate.
Yeah, look, I mean, equity for an 80-year-old, there are 1,000 people out there who've just
died. I know.
Yeah, I know, but at least
welcome to 2020, bitch.
No, 990 of them, frankly, better off. Yes, don't harass us. Email somebody else. But and also
ask at justoneleap.com.
I was going to actually name a name, but you're being much more politer. But also then, as that tax-free money, try and not draw on that. So also, like, if you can live off the other money and not the tax-free, leave that. Patrick McKay said it, and it's a brilliant statement. Your tax-free account is the last money you spend. That's for your farewell party.
I love that. Oh, your funeral.
No. No, not your funeral, because you're dead. The party before the funeral.
Ugh, the thing is, you always have to hope that you can see death coming.
Well, if the party's big enough...
Oh, you can help death along. That's nice.
That's the plan.
So what I like about this question, and I was really excited when I got it, is this is the first time that anybody has really ever written us for whom it makes sense to go into cash in a tax-free savings account. If you are not Lorian's dad and 80 years old and paying too much tax on interest, your tax-free savings account should never, ever, ever be in cash.
Yes.
Because you save money on... So this is interesting for me. When I think about my own strategy, I save money on interest that I pay to the bank because I put all of my money in my access bond before mm-hmm. I move it to my things.
Mm-hmm.
Then I save money because SARS gives me a little bit of an incentive to invest in my RA. So I mm-hmm. put my 27.5% in there and I save money there. Then I save money in my tax-free account because no capital gains, no dividend withholding tax. But then I save money again. And this is something that I realized only the other day. When I retire and I start drawing from my RA, I'm again saving tax because I can control my tax rate in my RA. And I get some of that.
Well, it would be an annuity, yes. Yeah.
And I get some of that money tax-free. So you save money in all the obvious ways, like the you save tax mm-hmm. money in all the obvious ways, but you also save tax money because this is a big criticism of RA. Oh, yeah, but when you take the money out mm-hmm. of RA, you get taxed. Yes, but you have a lot of control over how much tax you're paying.
Well, yes, assuming that you are in control of your finances. I mean, some people...
If you're listening to the show, you are. So good for
you. No, fair point. If you listen to the show, you definitely are.
All right, that is it. From the Just One, surprise, Simon, from the Just One Lap team this week. Remember, this is a show about questions. Send yours to ask at justonelap.com. You can also join the Fat Wallet community group on Facebook. Thank you to Aiden and Kay for being our community wizards. My name is Christia van Heerden. Thank you so much to Simon Brown. Find us here next find us here next week for our first full 2020 Fat Wallet episode. Yay!